Hey, Jer. Do you think we can start early? Should we tell anybody? Or should we just do it?
Do it.
Yeah? Okay. Well, maybe we'll just sneak on a couple of tracks before we start. So we're not really here until 2 o'clock. But we were playing that the blues stuff that was on there before we start sounded pretty good. So I thought it made me think of this song. So I wanted to play this song. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's from an album called Rock and Roll is a Beautiful Thing. Don't you think it is?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let's listen to this. This is Andre Williams. But we're not really here.
But why can't we do Quizmas now?
Oh, we can, but the show hasn't started yet, you see?
The next one?
In a few minutes.
Okay.
You got me stuck. I'm stuck, mama. I'm sure not stuck. Stuck on your eyes, stuck on your lips, stuck on your lips. I'm just stuck on a. You got me stuck.
Turn it loose.
I don't want to fight no more with my iPod, but I tried it there. It kind of worked. Hey, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us to Tell the Band to Go Home, it's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I come down here and play stuff that sometimes isn't singer-songwriter music, and that qualifies right there. That was from the Alabama Shakes. They put out a record this year that all kinds of hipster kids are putting on their best of lists again. The record didn't really do a whole lot for me, but I sure did like that song. That's from the album The Sound and the Color. We heard Don't Want to Fight, and before that we heard Andre Williams with a great one called I'm Stuck from an album called Rock and Roll is a Beautiful Thing. And in case you hadn't already noticed, Jeremy's here. Hey, Jer, how's it going?
Good.
Happy New Year.
It was New Year last night.
I know, but this is our first show of 2016.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, it is, actually. Last time you were here, it was 2015. Now it's 2016, so this is our first
time. No, it's 2016.
Yeah, some people. Okay. So how was your Christmas
and
stuff?
What's this?
I don't know.
I found a random thing in this book.
Oh.
What is this?
It's a sticker from our friends at Transistor 66 Records.
It doesn't come off.
Is it not a sticker? Maybe it's just a postcard because they had a compilation recently. And you can download it for free. The Kids Are All Right, I think is what it's called.
I just randomly saw this. It says The New Kids Volume 1.
Volume 1. Oh, The New Kids. It's not The Kids Are All Right. So, are you...
Which page are we supposed to go on?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd, you know, talk a bit first.
Okay.
How was Christmas?
Good.
Do you want to give any folks some highlights of your Christmas? Like
no.
Nothing really stood out. Nothing was magical, memorable, exciting about Christmas.
No.
Nothing. All right then. How about the New Year? Did you have a Happy New Year? Did you party it up on New Year's Eve?
You were here, so say yes. You were there.
I know, but the listeners weren't there. So we're trying to welcome the listeners into our lives. You see?
No, it wasn't that it wasn't that fun. So I would say yes.
Why wasn't it fun?
Because all we did was eat chocolate and stuff and watch movies.
Okay, where's the bad part in that? That sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds boring to me.
Wow, you're on edge today. Are you all right?
No.
What's wrong? Is there something bothering you?
Nothing.
Oh. Should we play some music?
No. I want to do Quizmas.
Oh.
Quizmas.
Well, we should tell people that we're here. We're continuing on.
We're here.
Yeah, last week I was here for a whole long time.
You were?
Yeah. Playing some of my favorite stuff of 2015. Okay, I'm gonna turn your mic down for a bit. I was here playing some of my favorite stuff from 2015, but there's lots left over. And the other thing was, as of last week, I hadn't made my official Best of the Year list, and that situation has since been corrected. So we're gonna talk about that. I have the only scientifically accurate Best of the Year list, and we'll tell you what's on that today. All right. So is there actually something you want to say, Jer?
You didn't turn my mic on.
I know, but now that it's on, is there something you actually want to say?
Yes, can we do Quizmas?
Right away? I feel like we've been talking for a long time already.
So do I.
Well, maybe we should play some music then.
No!
Okay, page 28, you ready?
Okay, I'm just going, picking it up. Okay,
In the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, who does the Grinch steal Christmas from? Does he steal Christmas from the what's, the who's, the why's, or the where's?
Which?
Number one, 28.
The who's.
You sure?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. In the story, A Christmas Carol. It's a famous movie, Jared, A Christmas Carol from a story.
Okay, tell me which ones.
Number four.
Okay.
Do you know A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge?
No.
Oh.
Famous,
well, he has a famous
saying.
He has a famous saying. Is it Boo Diddle Bug? Is it Bah Humbug? Is it Bug Dum Rug? Or Bing Hat Bug? Which one do you think it is? Boo Diddle Bug, Bah Humbug, Bug Dum Rug, or Bing Hat Bug?
Bing Hat Bug.
Yeah. It's actually Bah Humbug. Why don't you do number eight and then maybe we'll play some songs.
Number eight?
Yeah, number eight.
And How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Why is the Grinch so mean? His hat was two sizes...
Two sizes, yeah.
Two sizes too big. His heart was too sizes too small.
Yep.
His shoes pinched his toes. He had a toothache.
A toothache. So why is the Grinch so mean? His hat was two sizes too big. His heart was two sizes too small. His shoes pinched his toes, or he had a toothache.
His shoes pinched his toes.
Is that what you think the answer is?
No.
Oh.
It is. His heart was two sizes too small.
That's right. That's right. All right. Here, let's play some music. How about some folks that were kind of new to us in the year 2015?
Okay, which page are we going to do after the song?
I don't know. We can talk about that perhaps.
Okay, I'm just going to leave the bookmark on this one.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see. Let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's see. I was talking about some new discoveries. Did you discover any great new artists in 2015, Jer?
No.
Okay, well, lots of people are talking about this guy. He put out a great record this year. Kudos to Six Shooter Records for putting this thing out. It's their first non-Canadian release, I believe.
And, yeah, I bet it is.
It's kind of a big deal. It was produced by Rye Cooter, for goodness sake. And this guy kind of came out of nowhere. He was an advertising executive in Los Angeles and dreamed of playing country music. And he put out a record this year called Angelino that, it contains some actual genuine country music. Some of it seems a little hokey and some of it seems a little put on, but there are some gorgeous, gorgeous songs on here. Here's the one that, you probably heard the most of, but boy, is it good.
Yeah.
This is something from Sam Outlaw. Do you want to tell folks what show they're listening to?
UMFM.
What show they're listening to?
UMFM.
Is it the show has a name though, does it not?
Tell the man to go.
That's
home,
the one,
UMFM.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to give out the phone number?
269-8636.
Nice. Good job. Did you read that somewhere?
No.
You remembered it. Nice job. 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Here's Sam. Oh.
How come you said 269 again?
I don't know.
Hey.
I repeat myself sometimes.
Okay.
Didn't see it coming, never thought we'd see. see her fall. But maybe she was crumbling all along. You see, you could see my family just how it used to be. Burning with a love so bright and free. I wish that I could hold my mama just once more before she leaves. But I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. I'm on my way back home, yeah.
Sometimes I sit, sometimes I wait. Sometimes I try to concentrate on you. Now whether up or whether down, always be around.
such sweet go on. The lights go dim when once they shone for you. We sat and watched the sun go down. A beautiful sound for you. This time you couldn't stand the pain, your pain.
Blind as love can be, we are grateful to receive. Love in all it's ecstasy. We are grateful to receive. As strong as love can be, we say thank you, yes and please. We are grateful,
grateful, grateful.
We are grateful.
There's a beautiful, beautiful song written by David Francie. That's the Lucky Sisters there, from an album that came out not too long ago called So Lucky. The Lucky Sisters are Alison Lupton, the late Rosemary Phelan, and our good friend Tanis Sliman. And they got together to record a bunch of songs and had a great time. And it's a lovely, lovely thing. And a great... Great way to honor Rosemary's memory. Before the Lucky Sisters, we heard the Pine Hill Project. Pine Hill Project is Richard Schindel along with Lucy Kaplansky. And that song we heard, Such Sweet Angels, was written by former Winnipegger Glenn Pacha, who you may know from Olabel and other such bands. So pretty cool to see some Winnipeg content on there. We heard something from a guy named Brady Enslin, from title track to an album called Beautiful Things, produced by Scott Nolan. Saw a fine, fine CD release show at the West End a couple of months back. So good. We also heard something from Liz Longley.
You can read the pages now because I'm covering my hand.
Who was a highlight of the Winnipeg Folk Festival, especially with that song, Camaro, from her self-titled record. And Sam Outlaw in there from his album, Angelino. We heard Ghost Town. Sam Outlaw, I don't know, I tried to find him at the Winnipeg Folk Fest. I figured he'd be there because he was touring with Dawes and played just before Winnipeg with Dawes and just after Winnipeg with Dawes, but not in Winnipeg with Dawes, which really kind of made me angry, but not really. So what's going on over there, Jer? What's happening?
I'm coloring my hand.
Why are you coloring your hand?
Because it's fun.
Okay.
Now my hands are all purple.
Is this like an act of rebellion or some kind of like artistic statement or what's going on there?
No.
Okay, you can't. Where are you going now? You want to? Wow, you definitely. Maybe we'll have to. We'll have to tweet out a picture of your hands or something because I think they really do need to be seen to be believed. It's something else. How do you feel about those purple hands? Are you excited? Are you happy? Yeah. Okay.
They smell good.
Do they? That's nice.
I'm making everything purple now. Even the feet.
That's probably not a great idea.
Okay.
You're not really, are you?
Maybe.
Oh. Okay, then. Maybe we should play some more music and figure out what's going on.
No!
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
This.
Well, don't get the book all dirty.
I'm not.
Okay. Let's see. So you've never seen A Christmas Story? You don't know anything about that?
No.
Or A Christmas Carol, I mean?
Which one are you doing?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Page something, something.
A lot of questions about...
I'm going to do number 6. In the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, what is the jolly man wearing? Robin's fur, a red suit, nothing.
Well, I hope it's not nothing.
Fur.
Really?
He's wearing fur. His red suit is fur.
Oh, neat. How about you switch over to page 46 for a second. Right. Here's one that you will know. What is the French word for Christmas? Is it Noël, rendezvous, café, or année?
In French?
Yeah. Is it Noël, rendezvous, café, or année?
Noël.
You sure?
Yeah.
What does rendezvous mean?
It's in Spanish.
No, it's not. It's French. Rendezvous. Do you know that one?
But Christmas is Noël.
Right, but do you know what rendezvous means?
No.
It's kind of like a meeting. What about café? Do you know what that means?
Coffee.
What about Anne? You should know that one.
Anna.
Anne?
Help.
Like, it's a nouvelle année right now.
It's a new day?
It's a year.
Can I put my hands on Twitter?
Yeah, in a second. How about number four? Do you want to read number four? It's pretty funny. On page 46?
Okay. Oopsies. I accidentally made the book a little bit.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Okay, what is Swedish for Christmas? Jul, IKEA, Volvo, meatball.
What is Swedish for Christmas? Is it Jul, IKEA, Volvo, or meatball?
Meatball.
I want to go with meatball.
So am I.
But I have a funny feeling it's Yule.
All right, you mean y'all?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jer.
Dad, look at my book.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So in talking about my favorite stuff of the year, I guess we
should... Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Where's my bookmark?
I don't know.
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm just going to put it right here.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for letting us know.
Now it's purple.
I'll start talking about my best of the year list. The first two, I'm not even going to... We're going to go from top to bottom on this list. So number one and number two, you should know by now if you've paid any attention at all to this year program over the course of the year. And we have had one of them for a whole bunch of the year. My favorite album of the year by far is Brock Zeman's Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. It's so great. It's just a magnificent piece of work. Very excited about that. So there's no surprise there. There was no upset, no change in that. Nothing changed in that fact. Number two.
Dad,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I've also been talking about Mike June's new one, which he says isn't out yet, but if you can go buy a copy today from his website, which you can, it's out. So we're calling that number two. So Mike June's Poor Man's Bible, I'm calling that my second favorite album of the year. This one is number three, and it's by a guy who I love, so it's no surprise, although I don't know if I've ever had an album by this guy that I've loved quite this much from start to finish. I'd have to think about that. Which album might rival this as far as one that I love listening to from start to finish. It's so much fun and it's so different because he doesn't even sing on most of the tracks. It's a very different kind of a thing. And I love it. It's very diverse, energetic, wonderful. It's called The Merry Soul Sessions. It's new from Paul Kelly and Friends, and it's my third favorite record of 2015.
There she stands in the spotlight. Now the music begins. Her left leg won't stop trembling, but there's nowhere to run. The soldiers summon at the station. He's taken down to the hall. He limps in late in the darkness. He takes his seat in the stalls. Righteous woman starts softly like a dove at dawn. Righteous woman building up pressure like a slow-moving storm.
righteous woman giving birth to the dark unborn. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Dressing room door. She takes the note and reads it, then lets it drop to the floor. Now she drifts on down slowly to the backstage door. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman.
So hi, it's Paul Kelly here, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Drinking from your lips. say it was somebody else. You weren't feeling yourself. Now you're down on your knees, begging me, baby, baby, forgive me, please.
Sweet God!
There we go. Three from the great album, The Mary Soul Sessions from Paul Kelly. It's an amazing thing. It was kind of designed as a series of 7-inch singles. And there's a very cool box set of those, but you can pick up the full album. The compiled CD was released this year. The actual singles were released last year. But the CD version and stuff came out this year, so I'm putting it on my list this year. And damn, is it good! I just love this one. Can't get enough. So good. Have a listen, Paul Kelly. The album is called The Mary Soul Sessions, and we heard Keep Coming Back for More. We heard Sweet Guy and Righteous Woman there from Big Paul. No surprise on this next one. We've been talking about it for a long time. I think you'd be probably more surprised if I didn't put it on my list. And I'll be honest with you, there was some real discussion in my head amongst whether I should, because honestly, it is not the absolute finest work that this particular group has ever put out. And there are some weak moments on here for sure. But overall, it's certainly one that I listened to a lot and I enjoyed a lot. And they played heavily into a couple of my very favorite shows of the year. Got to see this band again this year, and the shows were just were so great, so much fun. And so how could I not? How could I not put the Damwells on here? Last week we played you the two big singles that kind of seal the deal for me, make it as great as it is. But there are some other fine songs on it as well, including this one right here. I think this is one that I like. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe I don't like it. Maybe I'll change it. Number four, the scientifically proven. These are facts run by science. Number four, the best record of the year is by the Damwells.
If I was you, I'd walk away. You're gonna get hurt if you choose to stay. Don't make me have to warn you again. I'm everything you'll never need, a prize you don't dare win. Things get broke when in my hands, and I destroy the best laid plans. I like the truth, but love a lie. I'm not the man you think I am. You best just say goodbye. I'm gonna wreck you. Me up in your chain of fools. I'm gonna break right through. I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna wreck you. There's no hope in this black hole. That last breakdown took its toll. There's no sorry. There's no remorse. I tried and tried, but oh, not even the devil. Well, by my soul, I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna wreck you. Open up your heart to me. Let me be your thief. Wrap me up in that chain of fools. I'm gonna break right through. I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna wreck you. Like this can't wait. There's a hundred reasons to
that chain of fools. I'm gonna break right through. This ain't the love you fall into. It crashes into you. I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna wreck you.
Hey, this is Alex Deason from the Damwells. This is Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
And your wandering eyes, all the whispers and the lies. Tell me when you start to feel.
Swallow all my broken heart. tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen to me. This place will make you lose your head casually.
Brand new from former Damwells of sorts. They're called Harper Blinn. They were basically the backing band for the No One Listens to the Band Anymore tour that the Damwells did. Well, Alex Deason did with Harper Blinn as the Damwells, and I really really enjoyed getting to know those bands, this band on that tour. After that, they released an absolutely incredible record called Busy Hands, which is just a wonderful, wonderful kind of rock and pop record. It's just it's a great thing. And then they moved to LA and decided to become pop stars, and they changed their name to Moscow Roscoe, which, as bad of a name as Harper Blinn is, Moscow Roscoe is 100 times worse. And I don't think it really worked out, because apparently they broke up earlier in the year. They just kind of forgot to tell anybody until recently. And they said, well, yeah, we broke up a long time ago. We feel all right about it, but we have been working on some new music, so here it is. So they dumped out this new collection called Get It Out, which kind of says, you know, where they were at with the band, just dump all the stuff out there. They went back to the Harper Blinn name, thankfully, and there are some typically great, great stuff on here. It's a pretty good collection. And it's too bad that I'll never get to see that band again. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can never really say it, right? They were so great live, so much fun, and it's good stuff. Check it out. Harper Blinn, the album is called Get It Out. Not exactly best of the year material. There's 18 songs. I mean, it's everything that they've been recording. So not a proper album, of course, but it is good stuff. Well, I'll try in a minute, Jer, but I don't know how successful you're going to be. Anyway, Harper Blinn, we'll definitely miss them. Hope that they come back in some form along the way. We heard Joshua Fletcher in there, an album produced by Alex Deason called Ready Aim. We heard a song called To Find My Name, and I just found myself going back to this record over and over again this year. It's just it's a really, really great one to listen to, and I enjoy it so much. It's got so much going on. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a folky singer songwriter thing, but there's a lot of electronic stuff going on and a lot of rock and roll instruments and stuff. It's a deep and wonderful record, so I put it on the list because I listened to it so many times and enjoyed it every time. Number five on my list of the best. Well, not just my list; it's the official list of the best of 2005. This is scientifically proven, of course. So we play Joshua Fletcher and the Damwells, number four best album of the year. We heard Wreck You. We're going to take a quick break and pay a couple of bills. We're going to come right back with some more stuff. Right after a couple of these.